Dot on Radio Hasler. On Radio Hasler.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. It is I, Paul Dodd.
And I, Tom Bonner.
So, been around the ward, down Dark Royal. Didn't manage to get around Salton, unfortunately. Been a little bit tight for time. So I've just walked through the door. We haven't even got the records up yet. Nothing else to do, so we'll get that sorted out. First one we're going to play is probably going to be for Valerie, and it'll probably be Glen Campbell, and we'll sort the rest of the show out after that. Tonight's link will be lovely. Got to say thank you, first of all, before he goes, to Alan Baird for Baird Company. Another great hour of music, as always. So, let's have, I don't know. Yeah, we'll play that one. Not a lot going on this weekend, but next weekend is the weekend of the year, to be honest, by year, because we only do it once every 2 years. And that's the Gosport Marine Festival. But we'll talk to you all about that later on. The link tonight, three in a row. I'll be surprised if anybody gets it, unless you've been on Twitter.
I have not.
Or you know what I was doing for my birthday.
I also do not.
In which case, you haven't got a hope in heck. It won't happen. So, first of all, record going out to Valerie tonight. I've only got three requests. Two of them for Valerie. One of them's for Barbara. Oh, no, sorry. Two of them for Valerie. One of them's for Barbara. And one is for... Do you know what? I forgot to take a name down.
Oh, no.
I've got a feeling it's Pamela. But she's in the end cabin on the right-hand side. She knows who she is. So we'll play that one. So we've got some Elvis, we've got some Glen Campbell, some Burt Bacharach, and some Eva Cassidy. Wow, love it. In the meantime then, for Valerie, Glen Campbell, Country Boy.
Demands that
So, Glen Campbell, that was Country
Very nice.
Boy.
Very nice.
Yeah. Good little voice, Glen Campbell, what he did have. I'll have to see if I can't play the one he did, Glen Campbell and... oh, God, the duo was with now. But they did all you have to, Bobby Gentry, All You Have to Do Is Dream. Ah. Classic cover of the Everly Brothers.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful version. I might play that in a minute, actually. Right, so I'm going to give you the first clue. And tonight, because we haven't got so many requests, you're quite lucky. I'm going to play you three records by three groups. And then I'm going to intermingle between the requests. And I'll tell you which ones they are, so you
don't want
to play. Okay. And then I'm going to play you another one of their records together, so you get three goes at who the groups are.
Right.
And then you've got to tell them what the link is.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Meanwhile, do you remember the problems we had with the last link that neither of you got?
Female drummer, yes.
Yeah, well, guess what? This one's got a female drummer.
Wow.
Katrina and the Waves.
Thank you.
So that was Katrina and the Waves. For nobody is special except that I found them the other day and I went, oh, yeah, they're on the radio. And I went, there's a song people don't play very many of, considering it was a Eurovision Song winner for Britain.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those rarities, one of those golden rarities.
When we didn't get voted out.
Yeah. And the other thing was people think about Katrina and the Waves and you always think of this lead singer with the group behind her. Mm. And they were all girls. And one of the first ever groups that was all girls. So you have to say, yeah, that's great. Now then, I've got a bit of a problem because...
Right.
The lady whose name I can't remember.
Okay.
Pamela or Brenda. No, it wasn't Brenda because Brenda didn't want anything. Pamela didn't want anything.
No. She knows who she is.
She knows who she is. Wanted Burt Bacharach.
Right.
Burt Bacharach has only ever recorded two songs in the UK on the charts.
I see.
One was Toledo... And one was Trains and Boats and Planes, I think.
I wouldn't be able to.
No, I wouldn't expect you to, because, to be honest, they were way back in the early, early 60s.
Right.
In fact, if I think about it, it was somewhere around about... The Trains and Boats and Planes was in the beginning of the 60s, I think 64, 65. And Toledo was... I don't know how it got released, but it really was something about the turn of the century. And it wouldn't have been Burt himself, because I think he can hardly move. However, he was the most prolific writer you've ever come across.
Right.
He wrote so many songs, it was unbelievable. So I thought the only thing I can do, actually, is probably look at some of the songs he wrote and then see if we can play some of those. So that's what I'm going to do, and I hope that meets in with what you want to do. So one of the songs he wrote, funnily enough, was for the Carpenters. Now, you'd think the Carpenters wrote their own, wouldn't you? Well, they didn't. Burt Bacharach wrote this one, and this one's called Close to You.
Suddenly appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle the moonlight in your hair, gold starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls come down, follow you around, just like me. Just like me, they close to you.
So there we had Close to You by the Carpenters, one of Burt Bacharach's writings. And we'll play some more later on to the lady whose name I forgot. I'm so sorry. How rude of me. I'll make it up to you next week, I promise. Every record will be itsy bitsy but for you. Now then, first record of the quiz.
Okay.
Is this one. It's by a little group called The Fortunes. Very big in the 60s and certainly the 70s, more the 70s than the 60s, to be honest. And sounds a little bit like this.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today. Some sympathy, well, so do I. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know.
If I seem to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you, well, that ain't true. You see, I lost my little girl, too.
I'd help another place another time. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
So that's the Fortunes. A Birmingham group.
Yeah, let's hear it for the Brummies.
Brilliant.
Birmingham group. Had lots of songs. They only had five or six in the charts. That was their biggest hit. It did number one in Germany, did number one in Australia, did number one in Switzerland, did number one in France, and did number two here. Never had number one over here, Fortunes.
Shame.
And all their songs were about arguments, storms, or the weather, to be honest.
Yeah, by the looks of things.
Great group to listen to, but one of those bubbly groups of the 70s you should just bop along to. Right, let's move on with requests now then. There is a young lady called Valerie, who we played Glen Campbell for earlier on. She also wanted an Elvis Presley. Actually, she didn't want Glen Campbell, she wanted him last week. She wanted Elvis Presley, and I said, well, she didn't want to pick him because she'd picked him last week and didn't want to be greedy. And I said, well, we've got so few requests, actually, I'll play Glen Campbell anyway, because I'm like that. So it is Elvis Presley, and this is one of his biggest songs. Biggest songs. Do you know how many hits he had? Number ones?
Second only to Michael Jackson.
Oh, no. He whopped Michael Jackson.
Oh, in one place. A lot. He had a lot.
When he died, he tied with the Beatles at 18 each.
Wow.
Then he released A Little Less Conversation, which was a B-side to one of his hits. And the only other place you'd have heard it was on, if I remember rightly, is Whistling a Tune album. But it was never released anywhere else as a single. So we released that one, A Little Less Conversation, in featuring, can't remember. And that went straight to number one. And that gave him the edge over
The Beatles.
But he still, I believe, I could be wrong, I'm not normally, with this, I believe he still holds the record at now 22, because he's had a couple since as well, 22 number ones in the charts in his own rights.
Wow.
That's a lot of singles.
That's a lot of singles.
Yeah. Well, this is one of his greatest, an American trilogy.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times are not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland.
Sing it, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Away, in Dixieland I'll take my stand, to live and die in Dixieland.
For Dixieland I was born.
Bound to die.
at all. My trials, Lord, soon be over.
Thank you.
It's all right, thank you as much as you like. It's our show, not his.
Brilliant.
Now, it's interesting that the good book says that he was the first artist to enter the chart at UK chart at number one.
Well, yes.
We all know it was Al Martino because that was the very first chart. But if I you suppose. Take that away from that, the first person to enter an active chart
was
Elvis Presley.
Mr. Presley.
Yes. Now then, remember me saying that he'd had the most hits, most number ones?
Yes.
Well, actually, Paul McCartney has had the most number ones.
In that he's written?
No, that he's sung. But, of course, some of those were with the Beatles.
So do they.
Because they don't look at individual artists. They look at an artist, whether he was part of a group or not.
I noticed John Lennon on that list is also...
John Lennon is at number three with 20. Robbie Williams, number four.
And then
George Harrison, then Ringo Starr.
So
four of the top six are the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know, and considering that they were tied with Elvis when he died, it's quite interesting because I know it was 19, but Ringo Starr's only had 17 hits, and I'm sure that there was four that he wasn't playing on when they recorded them, because he had two hits with Sweet 16 and An Octopus's Garden.
Right.
In his own right. Now, Robbie Williams, of course, has got 20, but when you think that Gary Barlow's got 16, that means that
Take that
must have contributed to some of Robbie Williams's.
A lot of,
yeah. But Elvis Presley had nobody else to fall back on. He was on his own at 21. The other thing with Paul McCartney was his first ever number one on his own was... do you know what? I can't think of a number one with him on his own, because his first ever number one once he'd left the Beatles was with Ebony and Ivory with Stevie Wonder.
Right.
And then his next one, I believe, was Mullachintyre.
So it's always been with...
Yeah, have a look. Look it up. I think you'll find it's Mullachintyre and Ebony and Ivory. They didn't... And in the meantime... I did say I'd play this one because somebody wanted a version of Barbara, it was, wanted a version of Over the Rainbow. And when I looked at which one to play, I thought, I know which one to play. But I'm going to play this one first. This is the second one in the three linker because it's half past, so we're getting on a bit. So this is the second clue, all right? This is a group called The Animals. And this one's always been a good favourite of patients' requests as well.
Right.
We've got to get out of this place.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying. Watch his hand been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. Oh, yes, I know. He's been working so hard. Oh, mom, I've been working too, baby. Every night and day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me and you. You're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my daddy in bed and time. Watch his hand.
So there was the Troggs with, sorry, the Animals with I Gotta Get Out of This Place.
Yeah.
So you can look at them as much as you like. Eric Burdon being the most famous member of the Animals.
But yes.
That goes straight over your head, doesn't it?
I know the band. I don't know him.
Oh, okay. So that's the second one. Now then, Barbara wanted this version. Well, she wanted this song. She wanted Over the Rainbow, and this is the best version by a mile. In my opinion.
Thank you.
that's just a quick transit, but we won't play that one just yet. A couple of seconds time, but not just yet. Because we played The Animals, I didn't tell you anything about them, did I?
You didn't, no.
Right, The Animals were formed in the 60s. Massive band. They had hits all the way through the 60s, to be honest, and until like the demise at the end of the 60s. They just had a season of about 20 hits altogether in the UK chart. Biggest one being House of the Rising Sun. Wild Thing, another one. Comprised of Eric Burden, Alan Price, and other people that came along. But in the main, they started off with Eric Burden, John Steele, Mick Gallagher, Alan Price. In fact, Mick Gallagher replaced Alan Price. Mick Gallagher, who was the keyboard player, Alan Price, you'll know. Have I got any Alan Price that I can show you? So you have a little think about what he sounded like. Hang on a minute. Hey, doodle-doodle-doo, talk amongst yourselves for just 30 seconds while I just key in Alan Price. No, we've got nothing. Never mind. Simple Simon, things like that.
Yeah,
so that was Alan Price. Now, Mick Gallagher sat in about 1965 for Alan Price and took the group. And when they all disbanded, Mick Gallagher then went on to play with other groups. Mick Gallagher has played with Ian Dury and the Blockheads, Skip Biffley, Roger Daltrey, Peter Frampton, The Clash, The Animals again with Friends, etc., etc. Tremendous 74-year-old keyboard player. Unbelievable. And you'll see it a little bit later on. So that was The Animals, pretty much. Now then, and when you think of records like The House of the Rising Sun, they were a rhythm and blues band. But Capitol Blues, they really were a blues band. And it wasn't until they went over to California in the later half of the 60s that they became this commercial hard rock band that we know today. But predominantly, there was a rhythm and blues. Geordie group, predominantly rhythm and blues. Right, the Trogs, Wild Thing. Third one in our little... So that was the Trogs. Now, they started off with people like Reg Presley, Ronnie Bond, Peter Staples, Joe Burt. Reg Presley, to be honest, had some horrible illnesses. Some put it down to the rock and roll lifestyle, drugs, sex, rock and drink. He had a major stroke in 2011 in Germany. Got over that one okay, and then died of another major stroke in 2013. Sadly missed by the group as well. They most tours they will only play that one at the very very end because they just don't like playing it without him. Yeah, phenomenal singer, Reg Presley. Who else is there? Let's have a think. No, that's it really. I've only got a quarter hour to go, so I'm going to play you three in a row. And the three in a row is a recap on the bands that we've played for the things. So, have you got a clue yet, as to?
Excuse me. No.
No? Okay. Well, let's play the three in a row. I'm going to play you The Fortunes with Storm in a Teacup. I'm then going to play you Love Is All Around by The Troggs, which has been done by so many bands after that one. And then I'm going to play you a very, very special recording. And this very, very special recording might just give it away. So, let's start with Storm in a Teacup.
The 70s in Paul Dodd's Glam and Glitz.
Glam and Glitz!
At Gosport's Radio Hasler. Join Paul every Friday and Saturday night, 9 till midnight.
9 till midnight!
Glam and Glitz.
Glam and Glitz!
With Paul Dodd.
So
Here to shake your bum chaka-waka. What does that mean? I really don't know. Well, join Paul Dodd for Glam and Glitz. He'll tell you more. Sunday nights, 9 through till midnight here at Gosport's Radio Hazard. Strut your stuff to the sounds of the magnificent Glam and Glitz 70s. And the attire is entirely optional. The big afro wig, it's not essential, but it might just help you get in the mood. So join him, 9 through till midnight at Gosport's Radio Hazard for Glam and Glitz, bringing the community closer to you.
Any clue?
I'll be honest. There was.
He mentioned all three groups there.
Did he?
In his last go, he said thank you very much to the Trogs and to the Fortunes.
Were they all in that one place at one time?
They were. They were.
I don't know where. Well,
they also said thank you, Worthing.
In Worthing?
All three were at Worthing last Sunday on my birthday, and I saw them.
Brilliant.
On the Animals Farewell Tour. It was brilliant. Wow. It was phenomenal. I almost recorded the old show till I ran out of phone. Yeah.
Wow. That must have been... honestly...
keyboard player you heard there was Mick Gallagher. He's 74 years of age. He was Alan Price's replacement. And he made those keyboards sing.
Yeah, he did.
That lead guitarist. Talk about rhythm and blues. Oh, my dear Lord. He was unbelievable.
Wow. There was a point about half of... realised that I was meant to be looking for something because before that I'd just been listening.
I know. It's phenomenal.
Timeless.
I'm so pleased music. I saw it. And I've got to say thank you to my wife for allowing me that. That's my birthday present. I have to say thank you. Yeah, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Don't know what we're going to do next year. It's got to be better than that. I don't know if she's going to do it, but yeah.
How do you top that?
Well, I took it to see Eric Clapton last year, so...
Brilliant.
Cause a sequel. Right, that's it. Time for us to go. Almost time for us to go. I can't start this just yet. I've got to stop that because... next Saturday, it's a week on Saturday, is Gosport Marine Festival. Now, the aim of the festival, and if you've got kids, grandkids, have a look online for Gosport Marine Festival. The aim is to get as many children on the water on the day for free. So there's lots of boating, kayaking, no swimming, dinghy racing, all tall ships, all sorts of things. Have a look on the line. We are running the entertainment for the day. We've got some great acts appearing. All the way from Chichester, we've got things from cheerleaders through to singers, shantymen, rock choir from Fareham. We've got Portsmouth Military Wives Choir.
Wow.
And St. Vincent's are playing as they do their little gigs, as they always do. Who else have we got? Oh, Glenn Ford is playing his normal wisdom bit. He's on. So, yeah. The hip-hop dance troupe from here will be on, who are fourth in the national championships.
Wow.
They are that good. So come down and have a look at those. In the meantime, don't forget, whatever you're doing, from me, Paul Dodd,
and me, Tom Bonner.
Be young.
Be foolish.
Be happy. Night-night.
But be happy. Don't let the rain get you down. It's a waste of time.
Sort of forgot to tell you. It's in Time Space, which is right down by the ferry, on the end of the pontoon going out to the lightship. So if you look for Time Space, behind all the flats, big amphitheatre there, we'll be in there. See you in a week, sadly. But I'll see you tomorrow night anyway. Take care. Night-night.
So be young, be foolish, but be happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Don't let love slip away.
restless world like this is. Love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment is when I fall in love with you. The moment.